This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, one of the hosts of American Ninja Warrior, my man Akbar Bajabiamila. How are you, Akbar?
I'm good, Mario. How you doing, man? That's the question.
I am hanging in there, and Akbar and I are part of a special fraternity. Well, I don't know if it's special. It's more of an unfortunate fraternity. He, like myself, ruptured his Achilles tendon, and prior to starting this interview, he broke it down for me. And I love, you know what's funny, Akbar? I now Google people who have ruptured their Achilles tendon, and I use them as motivational stories. Seriously. Man, because it's tough, isn't it?
It is, because you are there by yourself. I mean, everybody's got a knee injury, right? But not everybody's got an Achilles story.
Right.
So, I mean,
knee injury is so much easier.
Right. You can deal with the joint, but when you talk about a tendon that connects muscle to bone, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. So now, you know, you're kindred spirits. So we have something special right there. Congrats, man, on yet another Emmy nomination. It's the third one, man, for American Ninja Warrior.
That feels pretty good. But you know, at some point, you know, you're competitive. I'm competitive. Mm-hmm. I come from a competitive background. At some point, we want to win. So,
right?
So it's great. No, it really is great to be nominated. And I know that's what everyone says. But I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say we want to. I mean, this is now 2 years. You know, the past 2 years, I bought some expensive tuxedos with the idea that
you're looking sharp.
Yeah, with the idea that we're going to win. So hopefully, this new tuxedo that I purchased will be the winning tuxedo.
Well, I'll be checking you out in that new tux. On the red carpet, of course, which is on a Monday this year.
Yes,
so
it
is.
So
that's cool. It doesn't throw a monkey wrench in our weekend.
Right.
So that's nice. You got this cool event coming up, Parkour for Parkinson's. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Parkour for Parkinson's is really me marrying the two. Ninja Warrior, one of the baseline training programs is parkour. They've got free running, but I wanted to bring that and Parkinson's together. A couple years back, we had a competitor by the name of Jimmy Choi, who competed on the show with Parkinson's disease. Mm. My father has Parkinson's, and I wanted to do something with my platform. I know a lot of people are interested in how many followers they can get from me. I wanted to see impact-wise, how could I make a difference? So we came up with the idea of Parkour for Parkinson's. It's going to happen August 5th at Dojo Boom, which is a ninja/trampoline park. And it's probably one of the best trampoline parks and ninja parks in the city. So that's going to be August 5th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. You can actually purchase tickets by going to teamfox.org/Akbar, A-K-B-A-R, and buy tickets there. If you can't make it because you're not in the area, you can absolutely donate. But I hooked up with Michael J. Fox. I now sit as a board member on his foundation, and the goal is to find a cure for Parkinson's disease.
That's awesome, man. Good for you. Good for you and putting together.
I would invite you out to come jump around, but you might just have to be in the donate section.
I'll be a good judge right now, living vicariously through you. So what's this course like for those not familiar for that kind of deal? What's it like?
It's a scaled down version of what you see on the actual show at Dojo Boom. But the great thing is we're going to have a lot of ninjas there. Some of the best, your favorite ninjas will be there. We'll have like 20 something ninja warriors there that will be in attendance to help families, friends. And so this is a family event. So you can be as young as 5 years old, as old as 90 years old, coming out to have a good time. You know, a lot of celebrities, they do celebrity events. And I wanted this to be more focused around family and getting together, raising money, having good fun, while also learning how to be a ninja warrior as well. So I think that's the beauty of it, is bringing people together to raise money for a good cause and having fun. So Parkour for Parkinson's is going to be off the chain. We got a lot of people coming out for this.
Fun. And you mentioned you partnered up with Michael J. Fox for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And it is interesting because a lot of people, I think, just not knowing, they assume Parkinson's, they liken it a lot to a lot of fighters or Muhammad Ali.
Sure.
And Michael J. Fox, I don't think, has gotten in too many fights.
No.
So
neither have my dad.
Right. Yeah, so it doesn't discriminate. Anyone can really get it or develop the Parkinson's.
Absolutely. And for my father, it happened in 1998. And, you know, we still don't know exactly how or why that happened for him. But it was a big shock, a big blow to our family. My dad was the breadwinner for us. There's seven of us. This is in the middle of, you know, having three kids in college and, you know, a young one that's in high school. And so it changed the dynamics of our family. And, you know, privately, I struggled with it and just trying to, how do you care for a person with Parkinson's? And but this community, bringing this community together, a guy, I still got to give so much props to Jimmy Choi, who competes on Ninja Warrior with Parkinson's, because it inspired me to do something more than to keep it private and just to talk about it and get out there. So now, for the first time, I've never done anything like this before, but actually trying to raise money, you know, for a cure for Parkinson's.
Good for you. You know, my buddy, last note on this, Freddie Roach, who's a world-renowned Hall of Fame trainer. He's fat. He's an awesome guy and a good friend of mine, but he's fascinating because I've known him for years now. He's actually, and he has pretty severe Parkinson's, but he's gotten a lot better.
Yes, because he's active.
Yes, he's incredibly active, and that's what he says. He likens it to, he's incredibly active. He's in great shape, working with these world-class fighters, and it's really like, wow, an incredibly inspiring story.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because it does minimize the effect, and that's the beauty of parkour for Parkinson's. You're actually getting to move. You're getting young kids, older kids, adults, teenagers, everyone included, getting them moving. And then, you know, you bring in, talking about bringing awareness for Parkinson's. That's one of the ways that you minimize the effect, and it's just keeping active.
Yes.
Yeah.
This fall, we got the premiere of American Ninja Warrior Jr.
Hey!
So it's funny, because we were talking off mic here. Yeah. The kids, some of the kids, they're in that age range of what, 10 to 14 around there?
Nine to 14 years old.
Okay, 9 to 14 years old. But a lot of times they're not showing too much emotion, right?
Yes.
Are they too cool for school, or they're just in that awkward phase, or what's all the above?
There's the too cool for school, and then there's the awkward stage. The young kids are great.
Right.
I mean, you know, the 9 and 10 years old, 10 year old, they're all great. But then you get the 11 and 12, they're cool. But then that 13 and 14 year old, you know, some of them are just transitioning to high school, and they don't know what a freshman is supposed to be like.
Right.
And so he's like, man, great job. And they just kind of give you, like my son did me for, you know, for 2 years, from 12 to 14. He did that to me. Like, how's everything? Good. Man, what you doing, man? I just... Great. I don't know.
They gave me that. The I don't know is the worst. When they go, what was your favorite part?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Like, and then you get the shoulder strain. Like, and it's crazy, because you go from being cool to not cool anymore. I mean, at some point, every parent knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
When you go from being cool to not cool anymore.
No, I ain't having that.
So this fall, those post interviews are going to be really short.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, the folks in the edit room, they're going to have a lot of magic. They're going to have to work on it.
That's hilarious. That's great, though. Get to look forward to checking that out. And what's up with this, man? I saw a video a few months back, you throwing out the first pitch in Philly.
Oh, you gonna get me on that?
So,
Mario, you gonna get me on that?
You didn't play baseball, obviously. Growing up.
Okay, so look.
After he gave you all that advice for your injury.
I know, right?
No, I'm just okay.
So I grew up here in town. I grew up in Crenshaw, South Central Los Angeles. Look, I'm gonna be honest. Basketball, football. That was it. Daryl Strawberry.
I was just going
to
say.
Daryl Strawberry went to my high school, but he was the last of the baseball players from the hood. After that, it just disappeared. And so I grew up watching guys like Earl Hershiser, Dennis Eckersley. So I just thought, I'm going to bring in my Earl Hershiser, Eckersley thing. And I thought, this should be easy. It's like throwing a football. Just throw it. And I get out there, and I go through the whole thing, and I go through the windup. And it just didn't do what I wanted it to do.
It's farther than it looks.
It was embarrassing. But you know what?
Yeah.
I thought I was in the clear. I said, oh, good. Okay. They booed me in Philly. I said, okay, cool. But what I didn't know is, once I left the stadium, my phone just started going off.
Right,
it was just going everywhere. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And my dad, who doesn't watch baseball and still has this thick Nigerian accent, he goes, why did you embarrass the family like this? Why did you embarrass the family? I was like, oh my goodness. This is
bad. That's awesome. Yeah. Still a lot better than 50 Cent.
Yes. People try to compare. They actually try to compare me to 50.
Oh, come on.
Like, no, 50 is bad.
And when you search your name in Google, it's only the third thing that comes up.
Listen, I've done that, okay, a couple times. And I ain't gonna lie, it's nerve-wracking.
It is.
Because you walk up there, you know, we used to perform in crowds, whatever, but you walk up there and you're on the mound and thousands of people looking at you, gets kind of quiet.
Yeah.
And then, but I don't know about you, but the baseball players were busting my chops, like, you better not bounce it in.
Yeah.
It in. So all of a sudden my arm felt 1,000 pounds, right?
Yeah.
So I was so he had to stand up to catch it, because I just made sure I wasn't gonna bounce.
Did yours bounce?
No, not at all. He went a little high. I went a little high.
Yeah.
I didn't bounce. The problem is, people oftentimes just try to pitch it. I just you just got to throw it.
See, you know
you
what?
So here's what happened. Did you do a wind up?
I did the wind up. See, here's what happened. I watched Barack Obama's and George W. Bush's.
George Bush. Wait, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. And I,
oh, you a southpaw?
Yeah, I'm a southpaw. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you a southpaw? Oh, with the what? Oh, no! Oh no! Wait a minute. That might be worse than Finney's.
Actually, you know what?
I'm so glad you pulled that up.
Let me tell you.
I'm gonna tell everyone I know you gotta Google my boy Akbar.
What's also amazing is the mascot was the catcher.
Oh,
and the mascot was even like, ooh.
Wait, that didn't travel more than 4 feet.
Okay, here's something. If you watch closely,
right? Baseball always
if you watch closely, I'm not intimidated by much. But when I walked out there, I'd never really been on a baseball mound before. And I didn't think about it. I was like, damn, I'm almost 40 years old, never been on a baseball mound.
Yeah.
I looked at the mound, I'm like, damn, that thing is far.
It's far, isn't it?
So
it's
I like, cheat and I actually walk on the I'm on the grass.
Oh my god, you
I'm on the grass. So I'm thinking like I'm gonna cheat this a little bit so you know nobody will know because I'll stand right in front of it and hopefully nobody will see it.
Oh, that's
and I say if I throw a smoking pitch, people are gonna think like that's great. I thought I was cheating it and I jacked the whole
thing.
That's
hilarious. No, yeah. And clearly obviously very athletic shows you how hard baseball is. That's great, man. I love that. Thank you for that, Fraser. Yeah,
thank you guys for that. Can we still talk about parkour for Parkour? On August 5th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes.
Transition me out of this, please.
We're going to put all the info up at onwithmario.com, too. But before we let you go, I'm going to put you back on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right? Go to cocktail.
Moscow Mule.
Oh, an old Moscow Mule.
Yeah, I got that from Oprah Winfrey.
Nice little copper. Okay.
Yeah.
All-time favorite movie.
Oh, Malcolm X.
First car you drove.
Pontiac Sunfire bought by my mother.
If you could be an animal, what would you be?
Lion.
Super Bowl pick.
Ooh, the Oakland Raiders.
Come on. Over my Chargers.
He picked it last year. He picked it last year.
Consistent. How'd that work out?
We remember.
Hold on. Just so you know, we have 100 million reasons why. 100 million reasons why we were going to be back in the Super Bowl. I don't think I need to tell anybody.
We're just saying you're consistent.
We're going to be chucking all the way to the bank. All right?
I ain't hating on that. Yeah. On with Mario.com for more info on parkour for Parkinson's. You can follow him on Twitter at @Akbar_Baja. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you so much for having me, man. And good luck on the rehab, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right. On with Mario Lopez.